Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have our good friend Kayla Harity joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. I saw this come across my social meds, and I was like, okay, let's have a chat.
I love it.
Kayla, you're involved with helping out an event at The Greatest Bar. Tell us what's going on.
The Greatest Bar in Boston. We are launching The Greatest Winter Wonderland. It's a magical holiday pop-up experience, and most importantly, it's to support the Greater Boston Food Bank. Mm.
What sort of things can we get into during these Winter Wonderland festivities?
Okay, so the owner of The Greatest Bar, I know you know her, Julie Fairweather.
Sure.
We both have transformed the top two floors into two amazing experiences. The first one, the third floor, is Tinseltown. So, you know, we like to call ourselves Titletown in Boston, so we felt that name was fitting. And the fourth floor is going to be the Nutcracker Suite, so that's the top floor. And there's themed decor, festive cocktails and food, photo ops for everyone trying to get a good Instagram pic or a good dating profile picture.
Right.
So there's definitely a lot going on.
And then I think you're having some events like wreath making, brunches, gingerbread houses.
Yeah, so my favorite part about the pop-up is it's a series of 12 days of Christmas. So we have, I hope I get these numbers right, it's four movie-themed Sunday brunches. We're showing Elf, Home Alone, The Grinch.
Polar Express.
There's, I know, the best movies. I like Home Alone. That's my fave. But we are also doing three Thursday nights where you can decorate wreaths and gingerbread houses, and five big pop-up nights with our crazy holiday decor and festive cocktails and food.
So you can just show up for a party, then.
This is why The Greatest Bar is still around.
For sure.
I mean,
constantly.
Seriously, because, you know, having worked in the nightclub and bar industry for a very long time before radio, nightclubs and bars can come and go overnight. They last a year or two or 3 years. They're the new hotness, and then they disappear. But what they do at The Greatest Bar continually, year after year after year, is they want to have fun, but then they also want to do it with the community.
Yeah.
And I think that's fantastic, and that's why people still keep going there. I guess just The Greatest Bar website as far as buying tickets or anything like that. It's a 21 plus event probably.
So actually our brunches, we're going to have some, the Grinch is going to be showing up. We have Santa Claus. We have Cindy Lou Who.
Okay.
But the other nights for gingerbread house making and the wreath making, those are 21 plus.
Okay, good deal. Okay.
And proceeds benefiting Greater Boston Food Bank. Don't forget that part. Amazing,
yes.
Amazing.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
And you guys
definitely.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we just wanted the Winter Wonderland to support our community, and they felt like the obvious partner. I mean, there's so many families struggling right now, and supporting this cause felt more important to me and Julie than ever, I think.
Well, Kayla, you and everybody at The Greatest Bar, officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo! Oh my God. gosh. Oh, my gosh. I love it. It's
I can't believe it took this long.
The Good Vibe Tribe.
I'm just excited to talk to Kayla. We're friends on social media, and I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity. She's always off doing these wonderful, amazing things, and I'm just like, she's famous.
Movies, TVs. She's quite the actress.
That's amazing. I appreciate you guys, and I hope that we'll see you at one of our many pop-up nights here.
Yes, girl, yes.
All right, well, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on, Kayla.
Thanks so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimmy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Samantha from Watertown.
Hi, Samantha.
Good morning.
Samantha's a chemist, Kennedy. How are you feeling about competing against the chemist?
I don't know.
Kennedy, what's the symbol for tungsten on the periodic table of elements?
TG.
It's W. Oh. It's going to be a long day for you. That's the whole, whole game today.
Oh, I have a good chemist pun, Dan.
Yeah.
You know why you can't trust an atom?
Why?
They make up everything.
That's all right, good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye, Kennedy. Samantha's not here for our chemistry jokes, Dan.
Well, so, I imagine it would be like somebody saying, we work in radio, and someone going, do your radio voice.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Samantha, you understand how this game works, right? We've got five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. She's focused, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopi Goldberg revealed that she answers kids' letters to Santa at the post office. She says, I just feel like everybody needs a little help. It's a thing we can do, and it doesn't cost a lot. Where does Santa Claus live?
The North Pole.
Joe Rogan has the top podcast of 2025 on Apple. He's followed by The Daily at number two, and the Mel Robbins podcast is third. What is the name of Joe Rogan's podcast?
Not a clue.
Question number three. Stan Lee put a hyphen in Spider-Man's name because he didn't want him confused with Superman. Who's the main villain to Spider-Man portrayed by Willem Dafoe in the movies?
The Green Goblin.
A new Star Trek movie is in the works that's not connected to any of the previous ones. Which language from the Star Trek universe do hardcore Trekkies speak?
Klingon.
And question number five, Ariana Grande is gearing up for her long-awaited Eternal Sunshine tour, and she casually warned on Good Hang with Amy Poehler that this tour will be one last hoorah. Can you name three of the four exes named in Ariana's song, Thank You Next?
Pete Davidson, Mac Miller, and Sean something, Big Sean.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Ooh.
That was pretty good.
Chemist is cooking.
Yes, he is. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
My chemistry teacher said I had a problem when I was in high school, Kennedy. I said, nah. N-A, get it? I was saying, did you hear that? The chemist laughed at that one, Dan.
We call it a laugh.
I think that was just trying to be polite.
Yeah, it might have been like
it was funny.
An awkward get me out of here, I don't know what to do laugh.
Samantha got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Congratulations. That's fantastic.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg revealed that she answers kids' letters to Santa at the post office. She says, I just feel like everybody needs a little help. It's a thing we can do and it doesn't cost a lot. Where does Santa Claus live?
The North Pole.
Tied at one. Joe Rogan has the top podcast of 2025 on Apple. He's followed by The Daily at number two and the Mel Robbins podcast in third. What is the name of Joe Rogan's podcast?
The Joe Rogan Experience?
2-1. Stan Lee put a hyphen in Spider-Man's name because he didn't want him confused with Superman. Who's the main villain to Spider-Man portrayed by Willem Dafoe in the movies?
The Green Goblin.
3-2. A new Star Trek movie is in the works that's not connected to any of the previous ones. Which language from Star Trek do hardcore Trekkies speak?
Klingon. Nerds.
Live long and prosper.
4-3. Question number 5. Ariana Grande is gearing up for her long-awaited Eternal Sunshine tour, and she casually warned on Good Hang with Amy Poehler that this tour will be one last hurrah. Can you name 3 of the 4 exes named in Ariana's song Thank You Next?
Pete Davidson, Mac Miller. And no, Gary.
Big Sean.
Oh, right.
And some guy named Ricky.
Right.
Some guy named Ricky. 4-4 is the final score. Nice work, ladies.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Good job.
Yeah, you both did really well. Unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win with the 4-4 tie, Samantha. But you did win yourself 4 tickets to go see Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil, December 3rd at the Box Center at Wang Theater. Playing from November 26th through December 14th. You can buy tickets at boxcenter.org. Cool? Cool.
Nice.
Cool. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Samantha from Watertown, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So I was walking my dog. She jumped up on me as we were out in a crowded park, and she pulled my pants down to my ankles.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. Oh, yes. Completely. Thank God I was wearing underwear.
That was my next question.
That was thank God. Thank God. Because there were a lot of people around that saw that.
Did you hear anybody start to laugh behind you?
You know, the laughs were mostly out of sympathy and pity, which I appreciated, but there were a few laughs.
Now, was it the comfy underwear, or are we talking like it was a go out on a Saturday night pair of underwear?
Thankfully, they were like the comfy kind don't show too much. So okay. It could have been worse.
Oh, my God, girl.
Are you going to avoid that dog park for like the next month?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going back there for a while.
No.
So we talked to that woman a couple of weeks ago on the show. We just thought it was so funny. We've all been there where there's just this embarrassing moment that you will never, ever recover from. And that's a pretty good one. Just being ass out in the wind at the dog park.
Just wild. Just wild.
It's impressive to get the pants down without any opposable thumbs.
Really?
A dog's a go-getter.
I mean.
617-655-1234. You can call or text Justine from Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. And it was an embarrassing dog moment for you?
Oh, yeah. So all of our neighbors and our dogs are friends. We were all chatting one afternoon right before we had our 4th of July block party, and I had on these really nice white linen pants. So we're chatting, and my leg starts to feel really warm, and my neighbor's dog is very snuggly, so I thought he was just all cuddled up. Oh, no. That dog pulled up his hind leg and just peed all the way down my right side.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, those are my little pants now.
I own you.
I don't know if he...
I am marking my territory.
Oh, I am his bestie now.
I bet you are.
My neighbor was horrified, and my dog is just sitting there like, I don't know, what's happening?
Oh, my God.
Just like, man, is it getting warmer out?
I literally thought he was just snuggling up with me, and covered in urine. I had to go change.
No.
And then you got to walk home with warm legs.
Bless
too.
Your heart. It's
just disgusting. All right, thanks, Justine. We appreciate that.
Me and that dog would have beef for a while.
All right, we have an embarrassing moment while on a date, and this person would like to remain anonymous.
Oh, this
Kennedy.
Should be good then. Let's All go. Right.
Good morning.
Oh, I sure would. I can't believe I've never told this to anyone. Okay, so I was on a date, and I went to the ladies' room, and I was doing the girl squat like you do because you don't want to sit on the seat. And I
Hovering.
Pulled my jeans down. Yes, the hover. And apparently I didn't quite pull my jeans down properly, and I peed all over the back of my jeans. So I'm in panic mode because I have to go back out there to this guy, and there's pee all over the back of my jeans. So I go out, and there's a blower there, so there's a girl squad out in the bathroom helping me stick my rear end up underneath the blower awkwardly, like, helping me try to dry my jeans off.
There is nothing better than the girl squad in a bathroom, full stop.
Absolutely.
Your
Kennedy,
worst enemy could walk in there and she would still tell you, you need to fix your lipstick. This
we're laughing. We're laughing. I'm panicking. I'm wondering, like, he's probably like, what is she doing? Like, and then I'm like, oh my God, he's going to think I'm pooing. Like,
I don't care that I pee on my butt. I just don't want him to think I was doing anything ungirly. Like, oh my God.
Which is worse. So I go back out. We're sitting there for a few minutes. He's like, all right, you want to get out of here? I'm like, sure. So he walks me to my car and he leans me up against the car and he goes to give me a kiss and he goes to put his arm around the back of the small of my back. And I'm arching my back uncomfortably. The date had gone well up until then, like trying to avoid him touching the wetness of my jeans, squirming. I'm like, all right, gotta go. And I like just rambled out of there. And it was, oh my gosh, it was so traumatizing.
Was there a second date?
He called me for one, but I just couldn't.
You were too the trauma.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, my dear. I know that was painful, but God, thank you for sharing.
So that's what goes on in a girl's bathroom.
Oh, Dan, you have no
idea.
I
knew it.
It's full of secrets.
Have a great day.
All right,
you too,
thank you for calling in.
Oh.
Why is it when we do segments, they always end up in the bathroom, Kennedy?
I don't know.
They always end up with pee and poo.
That's where the embarrassing things occur, man.
617-655-1234 if you had an embarrassing moment with pee or poo and you want to share it.
Okay. Or it doesn't have to involve bodily fluids.
You could literally never say those two words again.
It just always does on this show. It always goes there.
It doesn't have to.
But it does. I don't know what it is.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's all happened at one point in our lives. Something so embarrassing happens that you think you will never recover from it.
So I was walking my dog. She jumped up on me as we were out in a crowded park, and she pulled my pants down to my ankles.
And by the way, she was wearing some underwear, thankfully. Thankfully, she was wearing just some normal underwear. It wasn't like the Friday night underwear, just the normal underwear. But there she is.
Oh, my
pretty
gosh,
much.
Could you stop saying that?
Well, I'm just saying that's the embarrassing part if you didn't have the underwear on, right? Then it would just be cheeks everywhere. Dogs and cheeks, Kennedy. Dogs and cheeks.
Do you not have Friday night underwear?
I mean, can we move along, please?
Hey, save this topic for later, Dan. Do you own Friday night underwear?
All right, we'll
coming
mark
to
it.
The Carson and Kennedy show soon. We are streaming on the Odyssey app, 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
It was a first date. What happened?
Oh my God. So I had gone out on a date with this man, and he took me to a place where, you know, he knew all his friends and everything. And we were having a drink, and I got up and to use the ladies' room. And when I came back, he was gone. And so I wasn't sure if he had just, like, decided, you know, he wasn't into this. But then he texted me and told me he was outside. So I go outside, and he's sitting in his car. And I'm like, asked him what was going on. And he said, you know, he was sitting waiting for me, and his phone vibrated, and he peed.
What is going right? on around
I
here?
I told you, anytime anybody calls in with a story, it ends up in the bathroom.
How strong is his phone?
Right?
How weak is his bladder?
In my mind, the date is over.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
So, yes, no. I get in the car, and he's, you know, I'm trying to make him not feel self-conscious about it, so we're just talking sports and whatnot. But he's like, you know, let's go get a coffee. He's like, we can't go in. But he said, you know, we can get it through the drive-thru and sit and talk in the car.
Did you say, no, thank you, I'd like to go home now?
Right. Well, I said to him, well, I said, I'm sure you want to go home and just get cleaned up. So I said, that's okay. He says to me, well, the pants will dry. It's okay.
Dudes are the best.
This is why I drive myself
it's not,
everywhere.
It's not okay.
Dudes are the best.
As a guy, I've been on a few dates, and if I pee myself, I'm going to call it. It's just not my night.
Nope. The universe is saying something. I don't know what, but it's saying something.
Thank you, Mary. Loretta, good morning.
Good morning.
Loretta from Lowell, by the way, Lowell. Kennedy. So you're reading aloud in biology class. What happened?
And instead of saying 6 foot, tentacles.
Uh-huh, got it. Got it.
No, what did you say?
Yep.
6 foot
six
what?
6 foot testicles. A freshman year, I can't.
She still hasn't recovered.
Those are the things that stick in your brain and never go away.
Forever,
you wake up
right?
in the middle of the night sweating, thinking of that.
Nothing, Dan?
What do you want me to say about 6 foot tentacles?
Judy's from Boston.
They call her giant squid for the rest of her life? I don't know.
Not a bad idea.
Good morning. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. How are you, Carson?
I'm doing good. What happened to the wedding in Virginia?
Oh, my gosh. I was invited to a wedding. We were flown into Virginia, this beautiful plantation on the water, gorgeous setting. Me and my husband, it was his good friend from college. I did not know the wife. We had a couple of drinks. I wouldn't say I was drunk, though, but I was tipsy, and we were at the buffet table, and we had all of our food on our plate, and I'm standing there talking to the bride and groom, and a meatball slid right off my plate, right down the front of her dress.
No. No.
Yes.
Did you just leave right away?
Oh, my God, I was mortified, and I felt so bad. And I shouldn't have even said anything, but, of course, I'm the most honest person you'll find. And I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And she goes, why? What happened? And I was like, oh, my meatball just went right down the front of your dress, and she just went, oh my God. And it was thankfully on the pleat of the dress, but, I mean, it was the beginning of the reception. It was just like I wanted to just run and hide.
Had they already taken pictures, though?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But and whenever I'm with anybody who does something embarrassing, I always say, then let me just make you feel better.
Let me tell you the meatball wedding story.
Oh, my God.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
They are squirrely little things on a flat plate.
Jackie's from Halifax. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Carson.
We're going right back to the bathroom, Kennedy. What happened?
So it's not in the Marissa bathroom. So I had to go to physical therapy because I busted my knee while hiking. And so I'm sitting there. We're going through the paperwork. We're sitting. He's talking, whatever. And then finally he's like, okay, well, can you just stand up and bend over and show me how far you can, like, bend to touch your feet or whatever? So I did that, and I proceeded to fart extremely loudly in his face. I've never been so red in my entire life. I had to ask for a new therapist because I just couldn't bear to see this poor man ever again.
You know they don't care.
I know, but I mean, I go to yoga and I don't fart there, but like the one time.
Well, you were relaxed with that person. I would have stuck with it.
Did he react to it at all, or did he just plow through like nothing happened?
Like eyebrows were raised and he just was like, he was a trooper, but he, no, there's no way. No one in the next room definitely heard it too. So there's definitely, it was loud.
I mean, the loud ones though usually aren't the stinky ones. So that's good, right? It's just more that's loud than anything, sure. Right?
Let's hope. I don't think, I was too embarrassed to even open my nose to smell anything. So I don't know.
She's out there mouth
bless
breathing.
Bless your heart.
Mouth breathing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Melissa from Kingston.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
Same, girl.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Melissa?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $1,000. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Are you ready?
I think so.
Several of the supporting actors, including Nick Jonas and Danny DeVito, will rejoin the Ford leads in the upcoming Jumanji movie. Who is the star of the original Jumanji?
Oh, Robin Williams.
On Saturday Night Live over the weekend, Glenn Powell showed a video he made as a teenager set to Sugar, We're Going Down. Well, the band saw the video and loved it. Who sings Sugar, We're Going Down?
Fall Out Boy, I think.
Question number 3. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives Season 3 reunion trailer reveals what date the show will drop and a new host. What state does that show take place in?
I don't know. We'll say Arkansas.
Question number 4. The first trailer for the live-action Moana dropped online. Finish the hook from The Rock's big song, You're Welcome. Take a listen.
What can I say except
you're welcome
for the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, it's okay. You're welcome.
Finish the lyric.
Oh, God, because Maui is that kind of guy. Yeah.
And question number 5. Right. Walton Goggins plays the Grinch in Walmart's holiday ad campaign. Walton Goggins has been in 2 different HBO Max shows in 2025. Can you name them both?
Oh, no. I don't even know. Let's say Euphoria and You.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I feel like, Melissa, you've played Can't Beat Kennedy before, haven't you?
I have a couple times, yes. No, I have not won.
All right, well, $1,000.
I cannot beat her yet.
Let's see if we can get it done this morning. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Melissa got 2 out of 5
right. All right, well done.
I don't know if today's going to be the day. Let's the wheels come off the bus completely.
I don't know. These are tough, Kennedy. You could fall apart right now. I'm not rooting for it, but maybe a little. Question number 1. Several of the supporting actors, including Nick Jonas and Danny DeVito, will rejoin the 4 leads in the upcoming Jumanji movie. Who is the star of the original Jumanji?
Robin Williams.
Tied at 1. On SNL over the weekend, Glenn Powell showed a video he made as a teenager set to Sugar, We're Going Down. Well, the band saw the video and loved it. Who sings Sugar, We're Going Down?
It's the one, not Panic at the Disco. It's Pete Wentz.
Fallout Boy is the answer I was looking for, Kennedy. 2-1 for Pete Melissa.
Wentz? Yes, you are.
Okay. Yeah, Pete Wentz is in that band. How young is he? That he was a teenager when that song came out. That one made me
feel
old.
He's like 35.
It just, I don't know. It seems like that song hasn't been out that long, but I guess it has. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives Season 3 reunion trailer reveals which date the show will drop and a new host. Which state does the show take place in?
Utah.
It is Utah, tied at 2. The first trailer for the live-action Moana dropped. Finish the hook from The Rock's big song, You're Welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, it's okay. You're welcome.
No.
I'm just an ordinary demigod.
There it is.
3-2, question number 5. Walton Goggins plays the Grinch in Walmart's holiday ad campaign. He has been in 2 different HBO Max shows in 2025. Can you name them both?
Righteous Gemstones and White Lotus.
That's it.
Nice good pull.
Job. Yeah, good job, Kennedy.
Sugar, We're Going Down came out in 2005. It is 20 years old.
Wow. How is that humanly possible, Kennedy?
Time keeps ticking.
I was like a sophomore in high school when that song came out.
That's insane. 3-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, Melissa, you don't get the $1,000, but thank you for calling back in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, it's always fun, but I'm Melissa from Kingston, and I still can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, I have some funny audio that I want to play for you. I recorded last night. My son says I'm terrible at something. And so we all have things in our lives that we're terrible at, right, Kennedy?
Yes, 100%.
And what I didn't expect was my wife to jump in on the fun of making fun of me of what I don't do very well.
Did you think you were terrible at this also?
I had never really thought about it, to be honest with you. I had never really thought about it. So the fact that it happened, I don't know. It just caught me off guard. He was just laughing at me is all I can say about it.
Let's decide together.
I love you, but why am I bad at it?
Bad at what?
Swearing.
You're terrible at swearing. When you do it, it doesn't, like, it rolls off the tongue.
What are you laughing at?
I mean, I think he's right. But that's not a bad thing. You shouldn't be good at it, and I don't know. How do you know what's good and bad, Barrett?
Yeah, Barrett. How do you know what's good and
that
bad?
That was my question.
Thank you.
I'm like, why is your almost 15-year-old saying that you're bad at swearing?
Thank you, Kennedy.
He has the internet. He's heard it.
His friends.
You know what you're doing. What am I thinking?
Bad, Barrett.
Yeah, Barrett. How do you know what's good and bad when it comes to swearing?
Barrett said to me, Mom, have you ever heard Dad swear? I said, well, yeah. And he says, he's so bad at it, right? And I'm like, what? And then the more I thought about it, I was like, I think you're right. Maybe it's because he took a few years off of swearing, and that's a good thing.
I've used them all and heard them all, especially from my
time. Well, I've used them all.
He's starting to get defensive. I know all of them.
I know all the swearing.
I've heard all of them.
Alphabetically and chronologically.
Thank you, Kennedy.
I even put two together sometimes to make a new one.
Yeah, a little portmanteau.
It's true. I quit swearing for quite a while. Just
you
I don't
really
know.
Did like
I,
years.
I did. I lost my temper with Barrett one time when we were skiing when he was very young, and I was swearing a lot. And I just said I want to try and do better. And it wasn't. I don't care if you swear. That the swearing didn't bother me. It was because I lost control and it was an anger issue.
No,
for
listen.
Me.
Like you didn't for a long time. And I remember the first time you walked in here and dropped an F-bomb, and I was like, "What? Who are you? Are we okay? Am I in trouble?"
I'm gonna be honest. I might agree with him a little bit. Just because you did stop for like 10 years.
You stopped using the muscle.
When you use them, it kind of hits my ear a little weird. Because like I'm not
lying.
Maybe it's because he took a few years off of swearing, and that's a good thing.
I've used them all and heard them all, especially from my time in the Army, because people in the military, man, they get after it.
You did not get it from them.
The audacity.
It's not that funny.
This kid's on fire.
It's very funny, actually.
Could you be more specific?
Certain swears do just sound so stupid saying. Like, it sounds almost as if you've never sweared before, but you have.
I have sweared before.
It just doesn't roll off the tongue for you, I mean.
Could you demonstrate the proper way to swear?
Well, no context, but like, the way you do it, you add like...
Word. It's a specific word. It's
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
But you can't. You can't
do it. He's like fuck.
Like Meet the Fockers.
Yeah. It's not fuck. F-O-O-C-K. Like that's on it.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. He said this to me, and then like a week later,
he goes, fuck the
off. What?
And Barrett just looked at me, and we both started laughing so hard we were crying. And I get it. And then you said it again, and it's like fuck. Fall. And it's not fall. It's shut the up.
Kennedy's jaw is on the floor.
I'm a little nervous from all that, but oh my god, it's so funny.
Chef double O.
It's not like a U.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I don't need your two cents too, Susan. Great. We got a guest visiting. We got family visiting. And she also thinks I'm bad at swearing, and she's been here 2 days.
Well, but she's known you. And
she was at our wedding, so yes, I know.
It is definitely more of a long... Is that a long U? Not aw.
So they want to put it phonetically for you?
It doesn't even make you serious. Like it's like laughable almost. And I get it now.
I don't even know what of this I can play on the air. What is actual
Pretty
swearing?
Much none of it.
Well, you just have to try a little harder. I mean...
No, he doesn't. Actually, we shouldn't even be having this conversation because none of us should be swearing like that.
You should be grateful that I'm bad at it and I don't do it a lot.
And I want you to know, where did he learn it from? He learned it from you because you know what his first detention was at school? First detention. He went a whole year and a half. And you know what his first detention was?
He got stung by a bee in the face.
And then he dropped a what bomb? Bomb.
I wasn't bad at it, and it wasn't a bee. A fly, like, flew into my eye.
Oh, I thought it was...
And that warrants saying a swear at
like,
school.
Like, 3 times in a row.
That got you detention?
Yeah.
Did your teacher say you were bad
at
it?
Where did you even learn?
No.
Where did you even learn about swears, Barrett?
From you.
What?
Oh, plot twist.
Oh, that's why he knows how to do it right.
That's why he's good at it.
Well, I f***ing love you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. So this story about a singer by the name of David...
Oh my gosh, I'm so invested in this.
Yeah, so he is now reportedly a suspect in the death of a young woman by the name of Celeste Rivas. Law enforcement sources told TMZ yesterday that investigators are looking at him as a suspect. However, a spokesperson for the LAPD told Page Six they can't confirm that he is a suspect and no paperwork appears to officially classify him as such. That said, sources with direct knowledge say that David has been uncooperative. They say Rivas's death probably occurred in the spring, and the musician allegedly had help disposing of the body and other stuff.
Didn't they find it in the front trunk of his Tesla?
That's
I
right.
believe is
That's
what
right.
the story was.
Yes. Per TMZ, officials are treating her death as a homicide. The manner of death has yet to be determined by a medical examiner. The toxicology reports are pending. TMZ says a source claimed that during the police investigation, it was revealed that he allegedly took a late-night trip in the spring to a remote area of Santa Barbara County where he remained for several hours. Now, they're saying it's unclear why would they look into such a trip, but maybe that's...
He also, if you dig deep into the story, songs that he has written and performed on stage are about this girl, about disposing of a body, about killing somebody...
Are you kidding
I'm
me?
I'm not even kidding.
He released a song where he dropped the name Celeste multiple times,
Like right. O.J. Simpson saying, if I did it?
It's exactly that. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she was 15 years
she
old.
She was so
when
young.
When, I don't know how old she was when she passed, but when they met, she was 15.
How is it taken this long?
I don't understand
it. I mean, they found her months ago, didn't they?
Yes, while he was out on, he's out on tour singing this song, telling these stories about, you know, how he would murder his girlfriend.
Yuck.
It's awful.
All right. Offset has realized if you can't handle the heat, get out the kitchen. He has deactivated his Instagram account after Cardi B claimed he was harassing her. The apparent deactivation comes after Cardi took to X in a since-deleted tweet to write that she feels threatened after he seemingly questioned the paternity of her infant son with Stephon Diggs. He seemingly took to Instagram stories following the news that she had welcomed her first child, writing, "My kid, LOL," which is so gross. She said, "Y'all be thinking it's funny, and it's not. It's been over a year, and I'm still being harassed and threatened to the point that I feel like my life is in danger. It's all fun and games until it's too late. Blinkers do anything for attention, and it could get real nasty with just one upload. Leave me alone." She also said, "I'm really tired of getting harassed. When I get harassed privately and ignore it, and that's when I start getting harassed publicly. I have every single receipt. You want to keep sending blogs to harass me? I can't take it anymore." So... she said, "Sometimes I sleep and I wonder, this is not normal. You see crime documentaries. You see stuff on social media about women getting hurt every other day."
Right. Well, that's got to suck for her. She's just trying to live her life. Trying to go to Patriots games, have a baby.
Buddy, get over
it. Be in love.
Get over it.
Right.
It's over. It's been done, been over.
Well, did they get...
You are trash.
Dan, you're more in tune with this relationship, I feel like, than I am.
Okay.
Did they get together and break up and get together and break up?
Yeah, he cheated on her a bunch.
Numerous times.
At one point, he ran on stage with like a sign to try to get her back.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And then he cheated on her again.
She took him back many, many times, as we are wont to do.
Hey,
But
don't date rappers or athletes is a very good life slogan. Because Stephon Diggs, also not known as a domesticated monogamous man. who just had a baby with an Instagram model while Cardi B was pregnant.
So we love a comeback story, so we can't wait to see what happens next.
A button hook for Drake May, so you know.
Well, speaking of athletes, Coach Bill Belichick was seen cheering on his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, as she made her North Carolina cheerleading debut over the weekend.
Wait, what?
Yep. She's in a competitive cheerleading group called Code Black,
okay,
based out of Cheer Extreme Raleigh in North Carolina. It's sort of cheerleading for people who aren't in college anymore, like older folks.
Uh-huh.
And he was standing nearby with all the other spectators watching her dance. And a woman by the name of DeekFan73 on Twitter said, "I didn't have 73-year-old Bill Belichick showing up at a cheer competition to watch his 24-year-old girlfriend perform on my 2025 bingo card, but here we are."
We're on to Code Black.
Just Bill Belichick in a cheerleading card. Brr, it's cold in here. There must be some Tauros in the atmosphere.
I watched the performance. It was quite good. She's
accomplished.
She's very. So now you go, girl. Whatever.
We're still pretending like this relationship's not weird. We're still pretending.
I saw something.
Why would he show up if he didn't like her? I don't know.
I know.
You
whole
do
thing's,
you.
Whole thing's weird.
You do you.
We all know.
That's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Landon from Winthrop.
Hi, Landon.
Hey, Kennedy, what's up?
You know, this guy. Sorry.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
We can't have two Carsons in here.
Yeah, but he giggled, so I win.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing, good luck.
You leave the comedy to me. There, now I'm Kennedy.
It's like Freaky Friday in here.
Oh, all right, Kennedy's gone. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. Unfortunately, that is an L for you. She is over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is unfolding right now. Question number one. Comedian Nate Bargatze officially announced yesterday that he is moving forward to create Nateland, Nashville's first theme park in almost 30 years. There is already a theme park in Tennessee named after a celebrity. What's it called?
That would be Dollywood, I believe.
A Limp Bizkit show in Estonia has been canceled because their lead singer once called Vladimir Putin a great guy with clear moral principles and supported Russia's annexation of Crimea. Who is Limp Bizkit's lead singer?
That's Fred Durst.
Was that said in sarcasm or is that something he believed?
I think he might just be dumb. I haven't researched it.
Question number three. Ariana Grande is gearing up for her long-awaited Eternal Sunshine tour, and she casually warned that this could be one last hoorah. Name this Ariana Grande song. Take a listen.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
Name the song.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Favorite things.
Question number four. Jelly Roll shaved his face for the first time in 10 years, and fans are apparently losing their minds. His wife broke the news in a video she posted. What is his wife's name?
Oh, gosh. It's something crazy. It's like BB or... It's another one.
Another one. Question number five. Jennifer Lawrence says it's no fun working on a movie for a year and a half, only to find out that everyone thinks it sucks.
I bet.
No word on which movie she was referencing. J-Law has won an Oscar once before for a movie she did with Bradley Cooper. Name that movie.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Back on the board. Let's get Kennedy into the studio, please.
Oh, Kennedy! Landon's got the pipes, man.
Yeah, Landon. You ever thought about a radio career?
No.
Good, darn it. The industry's dying. Stay away.
We don't need any more competition.
Yeah. We're hanging on by a thread over here. Whatever you're doing, it's better off for you. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Landon got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are difficult. He's got a 1-year-old, too, I hear, Kennedy.
Aw.
probably 20-year-old. Not. And what?
And a dog in the car. And a wife in the car, too.
Oh, good morning.
Hi, family.
Yeah. What's your wife's name?
Suzanne.
All right. What was harder, having a one-year-old or these questions?
Man, good one. Probably these questions today.
All right. These are tough. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Did I tell you you got 3 out of 5 right?
Mm-hmm.
Comedian Nate Bargatze officially announced yesterday that he's moving forward to create Nateland, Nashville's first theme park in almost 30 years. There's already a theme park in Tennessee named after which celebrity?
Dolly Parton.
Excuse me, what is the park called?
Dollywood.
That is correct. I understand it's a collaboration with Storyland.
I did not know that part.
Tie to one, question That's number cool. two.
Storyland.
Thank you.
Limp Bizkit show in Estonia has been canceled because their lead singer, once called Vladimir Putin, a great guy with clear moral principles, and supported Russia's annexation of Crimea. Who is Limp Bizkit's lead singer?
Fred Durst.
Fred Dum Dum Durst, yes. Tied it to her. Ariana Grande is gearing up for her long-awaited Eternal Sunshine tour, and she casually warned that it could be one last hurrah. Name this Ariana Grande song.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
Name the song.
Seven Rings,
3-2. Jelly Roll shaved his beard, Kennedy, for the first time in a decade. His wife broke the news in a video she posted. What's her name?
Bunny.
4-2. Question number 5.
Yeah.
You were right there. You were right there, Landon. Mm-hmm. Question number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lawrence says it's no fun working on a movie for a year and a half, only to find out that everyone thinks it sucks.
Mm.
No word on which movie she was referencing. Any guesses?
No, I can't think of a movie she was in that failed, but I don't know.
J-Law won an Oscar once before for a movie she did with Bradley Cooper. Name that movie.
Silver Linings Playbook.
That is it.
Smoked. You're not the first. You won't be the last, bud.
But we had a good time.
It was great. It was great. Yeah. I'm going to hear that Seven Ring song for the rest of my life.
I love how you're always like, but didn't we have fun after you grind their bones into dust?
I didn't grind bones into dust. I just don't.
That's how I took it.
I need everyone to like me, Dan.
I like you.
Okay. Done.
We like you, Kennedy. You're good.
Aw, thanks.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Lanny, you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Yep, I'm Landon and Suzanne and Dash from Winthrop, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Judith.
Hi, Judith.
Good morning.
On the way to a museum in Wenham, is that correct?
Yeah, the Wenham Museum.
Oh, what's that about?
It's a children's museum. They have like model trains and other stuff. I am with my 3-year-old in the back of the car.
Oh, fine.
We just thought you were super big into model trains.
Not that there's anything wrong with
definitely.
All right, Judith.
No, nothing wrong with it.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy this morning, and you win yourself $1,000. You know how I know this? Because I saw our boss, Sal, lingering again. Up and down the hallways, wanting to know how things were going to go. All right, Kennedy's going into that soundproof studio. Judith, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, and just a reminder to the rule that if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you, and we can't give you the money. Question number 1. A high school art teacher's social media has gone viral because everyone says he is a doppelganger for this star from King of Queens. Name the actor comedian who stars on that show.
I don't know.
All right, question number 2. Martha Stewart is creating cocktail recipes for this rapper who is her longtime friend. Who is he?
I don't know.
Question number 3. The Simpsons killed off longtime church organist Alice Glick on Sunday. Spoiler alert. She dropped dead during a sermon. She's been a part of the show for 35 years. What town do they live in The Simpsons?
Springfield.
Question number four. This rapper filed a petition to cancel the U.S. trademark for an Australian beach brand called Swim Shady. He says the name could lead people to believe he's associated with the company. Who is he?
Eminem.
And question number five. This actor says the blood vials that he and Angelina Jolie weren't that big a deal that the media made them out to be. What is his name?
Can you say that one again?
Sure. This actor says the blood vials that he and Angelina Jolie wore weren't that big of a deal, and the media made it out to be more than what it was. Who is he?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We appreciate you not knowing and moving on.
Yep, you're brief. That's helpful.
I live my life. Chop, chop.
I don't know if it's going to help you win $1,000, though. Here we go, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Nope. Okay.
I have Judith getting 2 out of 5.
Okay, well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A high school art teacher's social media has gone viral because everyone says he's a doppelganger for the star from King of Queens. Name that actor comedian.
Oh, Kevin James.
Have you seen this?
It is Kevin James.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
100%.
I believe it is. But yesterday...
Doesn't he have a new movie coming out, and isn't that what it's about?
But did you see the video yesterday?
No.
I don't know if it is or not. I think it is, but it could not be. It's a great, great promo if it is. Let's see. We have 1-0. Question number 2. Martha Stewart is creating cocktail recipes for this rapper, who is her longtime friend. What is his name?
Snoop Dogg.
Yes, for Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's liquor brand. 2-0. Question number 3. The Simpsons killed off longtime church organist Alice Click on Sunday. She dropped dead during a sermon. She's been a part of the show for 35 years since season 2. Spoiler alert, Kennedy. What town do they live in?
Springfield.
3-1. Question number 4. This rapper filed a petition to cancel the U.S. trademark of an Australian beach brand called Swim Shady. He says the name could lead people to believe he's associated with the company. Who is he?
Eminem.
It's a great name.
Lighten up, Francis.
It's a great name. 4-2. Question number 5. This actor says the blood vials that he and Angelina Jolie wore weren't that big of a deal that the media made them out to be. Who is he?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes, Billy Bob Thornton is correct.
Partners that wear each other's blood vials have a 100% breakup rate.
You're not wrong.
Angelina Jolie, Billy Bob, MGK, Megan Fox.
Didn't they get back together?
For now.
Okay.
Yeah. You wear somebody else's blood, you're going to break up with them. Because that's insane.
All right. So Kennedy gets the win 5-2.
Is it?
I don't think I can argue with the dance.
I keyed.
You don't get the money, but thank you for calling in. Enjoy the museum today.
Yeah, have fun.
Thank you very much.
Don't steal anything like they did from that museum at the Louvre. What do you want to say to
that museum over there?
That museum over there.
The France Museum.
The France.
You know, that place with the thing.
Yeah, with the big, the thing on top, the diamond glass thing.
All the old paintings and stuff.
I'm a cultured man. What can I say? What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Judith from Somerville, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.